know how much more you're going to have to go, you'd say, well, how
much farther do I have to go?
If you wanted to know how many times somebody does something, you'd say, well, how
often?
And if you were agreeing with somebody and he said, well, I'm not going to do that, you might say, well,
forget it.
Okay. And it, now, if you weren't going to do, if you didn't intend to do it, you'd say, well,
I'm not going to do it either.
Right. Now, this next part is for pronunciation, I'm just going to point. You call this my
brain.
Okay. And then this part across the front.
Your skull.
Okay. And then just this part of my face here. If you're just talking about my face, you call this my forehead.
Profile.
Okay. You call this my forehead, which you call.
Yeah, that's your forehead.
Okay. Uh-huh. And now this on my head would be my
hair.
And on a man's face, he has to shave his
beard.
Now, to distinguish this one from this would be your
ear.
Uh-huh. And this particular one would be my
left ear.
And this would be my
right ear.
Okay. And the thing you talk through would be your
mouth.
And the part that you swallow through would
is your throat.
And all this around here would be
your neck.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about the goozle?
Yes, this is it.
This would be called?
Uh-huh. Right there.
Mm-hmm. And you'd call that the
goozle pipe.
The goozle pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, when you go to the dentist, he looks at your
teeth.
And if he just looked at one of them, he'd just look at one
tooth.
And this part up above your teeth you call
your gums.
And this part of your hand
call your palm.
And one of these would be
your hand.
And if it's doubled up like this,
your fist.
Right. And two of them, you'd say you have two
fists.
Now, the any part of your body that can bend would be a joint.
A joint, yes.
The upper part of a man's body would be his
chest.
Mm-hmm. And this right here would be my
shoulders.
The part we walk on, what we walk on would be
our feet.
Mm-hmm. And just one of them would be
foot.
And then this would be my
leg.
Now the front part of your leg that you sometimes you knock up against.
That's your shankle.
Oh, yes. And sometimes the back part of your leg, when you squat down, you say you're squatting down on your... You were about to say it. Come on, say it.
On your hunkers.
On your hunkers. If somebody had been sick for a while, but they were up now, but you might say he still looks a little bit...
Thin.
How about somebody can lift heavy weights? You say that person is
a weight lifter.
Okay. Now somebody who is real healthy, real robust, you'd say that person is really, sometimes you'd say they're strong. Would you say they're
strong?
What would stout mean to you if you were talking about a person? You'd say that person.
Well, the way his body is made up.
Oh, would it be kind of heavy?
Heavy, thin. Now, mm-hmm. a person can be made up thin. Well, they're a thin person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A heavy person would have fat on them.
Mm-hmm. How about a person that's easy to get along with? You'd say that person's really...
They're agreeable.
How about like a...
Excuse me.
Especially like a teenage boy who's always kind of knocking into things. You'd say he's really...
Clumsy.
Clumsy. How about a person who will never spend a cent of money? You say that man is a...
Cheater.
Have you ever heard anybody call him a tight...
Tight wad.
Uh-huh. How about like a real old person, like somebody that's 90-something years old, but they still get around real well? You'd say that person's really
this thing. They can get about good.
Did you ever call them spry?
Yes, spry.
How about a little kid that can't sit still? You'd say they're
fidgety.
How about if you were like somebody was out later than usual, you'd say, "Well, now I don't feel easy about it. I feel
uneasy."
And if you were talking about children sometimes want a light on in their room at night because they're
afraid.
And you say, well, now she's not afraid now, but she